So we're up to the next, or arguably the last answer on Tosus. It's not clear. There's a little line at the end of Tosus, which is very hard to understand. So putting that aside, we're up to the last answer on Tosus. Last pshat, I should say. So the basic question is, what is the psul by a shofar shenisdak, by a shofar which cracks, say along the side? Right? What's the psul? And why do you need two cases? One for the case where it cracks along the side, and the other one for when it's, you know, in a million pieces. Or you do a shofar shenisdak. Okay. So, his first answer was because it's not a shofar anymore. It loses the shame shofar when it cracks. Right? Said because the shofar is a natural entity, once it loses the shame shofar, you can't recover it. Second pshat, he said, was an idea that no, different pshat, is because the shofar is really is a kli. It's not just a maisa tkiya of blowing, but there's an entity of a kli shir, and therefore if it's only made to fall apart, then it lacks at the end of a kli shir. It has to be permanent. New pshat, different pshat. Really, it doesn't. I guess it doesn't have to be a clay. It doesn't matter that it's not right. Or factually, it is permanent. Whatever, I don't know. And really, it doesn't matter that it's not siyah. The problem is a different problem. Inami mishum dosiv, two lines from the bottom in the Tosos, bottom Tosos, chavzayin of an aleph, v'avarta. V'avarta shofar trua. You should pass a shofar trua. Okay, you should pass. Derech havarasa. Manner in which it was passed. It passed. What does that mean? The manner in which it passed while it was on the head of the aisle. Just like we passel if you reverse the shofar. Okay? Because of this halacha, that's a halacha if you reverse the ends of the shofar. You widen the narrow side and you narrow the wide side. So now it becomes, so to speak, a backwards shofar. That's possible because it has to be the way in which it was carried on the animal and, you know, when it was alive. So too, if you glue the shofar together, right, if it cracks and you glue it, so then that's also not the shofar, not the way in which it carried on his head. Why? It's not clear exactly why, right? Because it's made out of pieces? Because it's glued? But a little bit of glue apparently isn't going to pass a letter. It's only if it cracks all the way down the side, it would seem, right? That's a little tricky. Right? And what's this whole idea? I mean, we don't know what's this whole idea of, like, the way the animal carried out its head. So, let's look at that Gemara. Okay, because this is, he's referencing it. He's just like the Gemara apostles that, this. So, what's that? Right? I mean, he's not just making up a psul here. He's leaning on a Gemara. So, it's a good idea to look at the Gemara he's leaning on. Okay. It's a limud. It's not just a svara, it's a limud. So, so the Gemara is on the second wide line on Chav Zayin Amud Beis. It says Chav Chav Etaka Bolo Yatsa. If you reverse it and blow with it, Yote. Amar of Papa, Lo Tema Dhavchi Kikituna. Don't think it's talking about where you turn it. Reverse it like a shirt, inside out. Ella shehircha v'zakotzer v'kitzer esarachav. Rather, it's where you widen the narrow and narrow the wide. Right? Don't think, because I guess when you turn it inside out, inside out, but in theory the wide is still the wide and the narrow is still the narrow, right? So it's not talking about that case. But it's talking about the case where you do the wide thing, right? Wide narrow switch. My time, oh, why? What's the problem? Kidrav Masna, Damarav Masna, Vavarta, Derechav Rosavina. You needed the way in which it brought it. It carried it. Rashi. Shekits their kikituna, like a shirt. Kehafichas chala, glasses pneumichitzon, to make it inside out. Right? Like a shirt. Shekits Rachav Birosnim, with boiling water. Okay? It's funny. You're saying, how are you going to make the edge wide and narrow since it's boiling water? It's funny. And how would you have made it inside out like a shirt? Presumably also boiling water, right? It's funny that he held off on the Dibur Maskel until here. I don't know. Not really sure. just the pshat thing I noticed. But.
What
was he says, he says, don't say it's talking about what you made like a shirt. Rather, it means what you made it wide and open, right?
Right.
So he says, Kitzur, it doesn't mean you made it wide and narrow. How do you do that? She says, Beroslim with boiling water. But he should have said that on the first thing, where it says you make it like an inside-out shirt. Because obviously that's even harder to do than this, right? How are you going to make a shofar inside-out if you don't use boiling water? So I don't know, for some reason the Dibur Maskel of Rui, he talks about Rostam, is on the, you know. So
is he saying that if you turned it inside-out, it would still be kosher?
Good question. I mean, is it saying is that it's better or worse, right?
Yeah.
Good question.
Or just that's impossible to do that, like.
No, it doesn't mean that. The Rosh has both ways.
Okay.
We'll do it. I like to do it. The Rosh has, he's not sure. So it's vague. Don't say it's talking about returning inside out. Why? Why shouldn't I say that case? Is it because that case is kosher? Or is it because that's certainly possible? Not only that, but I mean, even if this way, right? Even where you're not doing that, right? Kind of opposites, right? But yet the Rosh brings down both of them. Well, I'd like to look at it. Maybe we should do that very soon. Okay. Let's finish Rashi too. So, Vavarta, Derech Avarasa. The way in which it passes. Derech Shehaayil Ma'afiro B'rosho B'Behema Mechayim. The manner in which the ram carries it on its head when it's alive. Okay? So, it has to be the way in which it does it. So it does it with a specific, I guess, wide side and narrow side. And you're changing that. And you're changing that. So therefore it's not good. Right? Okay. So what's the basic idea? Before we get to the details, Kitsuna, this, that, but what's this basic idea of Avarta? Could we just give a basic idea? So I guess Danny and Yudah are saying is that it's similar to what we said before, and I think we have to differentiate it in a second, but that a shofar, it's the way it grows, the natural way it grows, because the shofar, again, is not, it's not some sort of trumpet, but it's a horn, it's an animal's horn, and it's a natural musical instrument. So what it's saying is what makes it into a shofar as opposed to just a random instrument? Because it's the exact, there's a way it grows, and it's the same thing that grew. That's what it is. It's a ram's horn. Once you change it, and it's differentiated from that which grew, so now it's just a different musical instrument, which you happen to have used the ram's horn material to build or whatever, but that's not the shofar. That's not a horn. A horn means it's the natural thing which grows. So it can't be differentiated from it. If you switch the orientation or whatever it is, and we'll get into the particulars of what you switch, but if it's too different from that which grew, it's no longer a shofar, because a shofar is an animal's horn. Right? It's too different, then it's not that entity anymore. Right? So how's that different than what we said originally, that he says once it loses its shame shofar, it can't be recreated because it's a natural entity. And you can't make it. You know what I mean? Like, it can't be made by man, but it has to be a natural entity. Like, how is that different? Because somehow Tosis is going to be using this for our thing. So it sounds similar, but it's not exactly the same thing. But then he also says that it's... Previously we were saying is that it's a natural entity, means it was made by nature. Right? It was created by nature and not by man. Right? It's a natural product. It's not an artificial product, so to speak. Right? Who made it? Right? Who made it? Nature or man? Now his idea is once it breaks and it's not a shofar, then it's man-made. This is not talking about who made it. It just saying is that it's like a, it is the object. It's the same. It's the replica of the, it's the object which grew on the horn. I don't care if man made it. If you take it apart and then remake it, so in theory that would be fine. It's not looking about the asiya. It's looking at the chafta. It's saying is once the chafta is different than those things which grow on animals, now it's not a horn anymore. It's not looking at the history of how it emerged or whatever. It's just looking at the chafta. This horn, part of what makes it a horn is that the object is the same as that thing which animals are carrying around. So it's not saying because it lost the shame shofar. It's saying just look at the thing right now. Is this the same as that or is it not? And if it's not, then that's not a shofar, then it's a different object. The original way wasn't saying look at the chafta. It was saying is, how was it created? Did it emerge by a natural process, or did it emerge from a man, an asiya of man? So there's a different idea. So they're both in the idea of that a shofar is a natural object and not a man-made, and not a manufactured object. But the shofar is a horn. Both based on the idea that it's a horn. That it's not just a trumpet, but it's a horn. But what makes it that? Is it that nature created it, or is the chafta looks like horns? Looks like animal horns. Right? Different. Right, that's what you're saying. Good. Now the question, though, is what qualifies? Because obviously, I mean, it can make tiny changes to the thing, and not any tiny change is going to say it's a different object from that which animals have on their heads. Right? Look, after all, every animal has different things. They're a little different. They're not all exactly the same. Right? And then let's say I make a little bit of a nick in the thing. You don't say, oh, that's not what animals have on their head. First of all, animals sometimes do have necks on their head and a little hole or whatever. I mean, it doesn't, you can't just make it, you can't just change it in the slightest bit and say that's not what animals have on their heads. So the question is, so what qualifies for this psal? Okay? So the Gemara says, don't think it's talking about where I do it inside like a shirt, rather it's talking about where I reverse the sides. Okay? Where I reverse the sides. Wide and narrow. So let's look at the Rosh. Okay, so the Rosh is on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. It's in the middle of Simen Daled. And more specifically, it's the, the sixth line in the left column. Havcha v'takva lo yatsa, Amar of Papa. Lo temen havcha yikishun al sheikh v'zakatsa v'kitzas rachav. My Tom, the Ramasa, the Ramasa, the Kova, the Farta, Shofar, the Ramasa, the Inan. Okay. Yesh Mefarshim, Lotem, so some explain, Lotem and Haftiki Kituna, don't say it's talking about making it inside like a shirt. Shu possible. But that's possible. Yapshito, that's Pasha, that's Kasha. I laugh, Filu, here, Kavezakata, Rikita, Surakov, possible. Even if you don't turn it totally inside out, but you keep it the same inside out, same direction, but you just widen and narrow, you switch to wide and narrow, right? Okay. That's Yesh Mefarshim. The Yesh Mefarshim and others explain, Dachi Kamar, this is what it's saying, Lo Tem, Dachi Kitina Shu Pasul, don't say, it's talking about where you reverse it like a shirt, because that's certainly kasher, right? The alpha pisha avcho, even though you reversed it, the wide is still in the wide place, and the narrow is still in the narrow place. And that is the rachav rasa. That's the way the animal brought it. Wide, wide, narrow, narrow. But if you reverse the wide and the narrow, aser, the rachav rasa being on blacka. Because that's Aser, it's funny, lost from Aser, but then you can't blow with it. Because you need Derech HaVar Aser, the way it carried it, and that's not the way it carried it. Okay? Let's read a little further in the Rashi. He quotes Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi, Hafcha Mahu. What happens if you reverse it inside out? The Nishmeinu Min Hada, God no Bein Ruvif, no Bein Ruchaz Kasher. Right? If you gardo means it's like you thin it out somehow, you scrape it and thin it out. So whether it's scraped out from the inside or from the outside, and even if you make it super thin, it's still kosher. That's the case. But lo amru el gardo, it only says that you scrape it out. Avalavka apostle? I'm sorry. Right, but if you reverse it, it's possible. Right, why? Ma ben ayam. What's the difference between them? Yerushalmi says, ze bita chalolo vze lo bita chalolo. In one of them, when you reverse it, you've been mevatel the inside, the space. You've been negated the space, because the space, which is inside, now becomes reversed and becomes outside. Okay? Change the inner boundary to the outer boundary. So somehow it's saying is you've negated the space. Okay. Is that right? But in the case of thinning it out, you're simply thinning it out, but the space is still the same. Okay. Is that kilish nakama the hafikik to an apostle? That's like the first lashon that says that if you do it like a shirt, it's possible. Okay. So he's explaining, that's an explanation of the first one. That's certainly it's possible because now you're really changing the space. Right? So it doesn't matter, according to that shot, if you reverse it, you change the wide with the narrow, or you change the inside or the outside because you're changing losing the space. Right? Funny way of saying it, so you're losing the space. I mean, why not just say because you're changing the inside or the outside? Just like you say changing the narrow and the wide, you just say changing the inside and the outside. Right? And the other side says, one second, the other side says, no, change the inside and the outside, that's okay. Because the wide and the narrow are still the same. But I mean, on the surface, it's a difference. I mean, that's not the way it carried it Mechaim either. Just like the animal had a wide and a narrow, the animal had an inside and an outside. Right? So what's the difference? Why is one any better than the other? Right? It's also funny how they're like opposites. I mean, it's like pshita. One side is saying it's pasha that the case of or it's untied out is worse, and then side says no, it's pasha that that's even better because it's right. I mean, it's like svar safuqa, they're opposites. It's like how does that work out? I mean, the strange that you have extremes like that. You know, it's one thing to say they hold whether that's a problem or it's not a problem. Is that as bad or it's not as bad? It's like, you know, is that worse or is that better? You know, it's a little bit strange, as we explained. I mean, I would have thought that it should have said that. Of course, you can't read the Gemara this way, but just purely based on Svara, I'd say they're the same. You're changing the direction of the shofar, whatever, something like that. The direction, orientation, whatever you want, however you want to call it. And there's two ways to do that. You could change the wide side with the narrow side, or you could change the inside with the outside. Right, I mean, those seem to be like almost accidentally different, but like, what's the difference really? You're just changing the parts of the shofar, the relative parts. And parts, you can talk about the parts in two different ways. You can talk about the wide and the narrow, or the in and the out. So either way, you're changing it from the way the animal carried it when it was alive. So he says they're both the same thing. But no one says that. I mean, the Gemara doesn't, but none of the svaras are like that. One svara is that it's worse when you turn it when you turn it inside out like a shirt. Other one says no, that's better, that's okay. Right, so I think that should be explained also. I mean, why the hell you? I mean, of course, that's also part of the svara, but it's So I'm saying like the idea that it's saying is so you can thin out the thickness and make it as thin as you want. Right, the gardo, that's the idea of kithen. So I'm saying is the wall, the idea of a wall of a shofar, the thickness, the wall of the shofar, is not like a chafza, in some way, which would have a shear, which have a lacha to it. But the idea of the wall is that it differentiates, separates between the inside and the outside. Between the part, right, the inside of the and the outside. Between the space and the world. Like the shofar has a component. The horn has a component. It has the opening, part which it grows from, and the point. Right? It has two components to it. And there's the connection between them. But the width is not like a component of it. You could thin it down as much as you want. So as long as you have like a long thing, it could be infinitely thin. That's what it's saying. It can be infinitely thin. There's no shear in the thickness of it. Because the shofar, it just it doesn't, that's not, the thickness of the wall is not a halachic component of a shofar, or of a horn. And it could be of a horn, because the idea of a horn is a certain shape. And the, whether the fact in reality there is a thickness to it, is like you could look at it on a microscope, but you could discover that. But if you just see a horn, like derech havraso, on a horn. So an animal's horn, the way it appears on an animal, at least the way it carries it around or whatever, there's two sides of the thing. There's the side attached to the head, and then the side in the air. But the thickness is almost like is not a component. It's not recognized as a component of it, and therefore you could thin it out. It doesn't matter. It's not halachically part of the identity of what a shofar is. It doesn't, therefore, it doesn't have a shear. As long as it has like a long thing that has an opening and a closing, it has the thick side and the thin side. So therefore, what am I saying? I'm saying is that if you change the opening and the closing, the thin side and the thin side, so now you've made a real fundamental change to the shofar. But what I'm saying is that since, and this is what we explained a little maybe, but since the wall is just like a surface, the wall is just like the divider, there's no shame of the inside or the outside. Because the surface is the surface. It's not a different entity, the inside, one way or another way. Inside and outside, as of a horn, isn't like a different, two different components. If the wall were like a real component of the shofar, then you'd say there's this side of the wall and there's that side of the wall, the inside wall, the outer wall. But since the wall is merely just like the separator between the inside and the outside, so it's still a separator. There's no difference. It doesn't have. It's not like a different. They're not different components. It's almost like it doesn't have a front and just like it doesn't have a thickness. It doesn't have a front and a back. It's just like a.
Doesn't it still have an outside?
No, I'm saying it doesn't have an outside. There's no outside and inside. It's not like a structure, such that it has like characteristics that an inside and an outside and a thickness. It's just like a function of separating. It's just a thing which like creates the hollow. Creates the hollow of the shofar, so to speak. It creates the hollow of the shofar, but it doesn't have properties of a substance. It doesn't have a size, it doesn't have an inside and outside, and therefore, when I reverse it, I haven't changed a component of the shofar. I changed the thick and the thin, I've changed the component of the shofar, of the horn. But the in or the out is merely the separator between the in and the out. I have to get it clear. It's not as clear as I want it to be.
But, better?
Yes.
I think
let me say my other side, but it has to be clear. But my other side here is that, see, that's if you look at it like a horn. But if you look at it as a musical instrument, it's a wind instrument. And an instrument, in a wind instrument, the inside and the outside are totally different. Okay, because the inside of the air goes through, and the inside of the instrument like funnels the sound, and the outside is just like the outside. It has nothing to do with the instrument, so to speak. It's the world. So there's a halal, there's the space of the instrument. Part of the inside is really part and parcel, and the inner walls are part and parcel of the instrument. I mean, it's true, you play it, you blow it from your mouth, the sound comes out of the other side, and the walls direct the sound. That's why if it's shaped like a tuba, it's going to sound different than shaped like a flute, shaped different like a trumpet. I mean, they're totally different. The space and the inner walls and what the inner walls are made out, I mean, the walls... And the inside of the walls is an essential component of a musical instrument. So in the framework, and more important than the sides. Because in the framework of an instrument, the inside is an essential component of the instrument. More essential than the two sides. The sides almost are the way to get the air to go through the instrument. But it's going through the instrument which creates the whatever it is, the vibrations, however it works. So what I'm saying is that... In the framework of the shofar as an instrument, the inside and the outside are totally differentiated. They're totally different. But in the framework as a horn of an animal, it's just the surface of the horn. There's no idea of an inside or an outside. It's just the shofar that's not a conceptual component of it. So the question is, what's the halacha of derech havraso? Is it that the horn must be like an animal horn? Like Rashi says, is the way... I think Rashi's learned that. It's like... look like an animal's horn, the way the animal carries it on its horn, it must be the same horn, it must look like a horn. So a horn doesn't have inside outside, that doesn't matter. What do you say is like when I, there's another Rabbeinu Menachah, there's another way to formulate the idea of Havarasa. You remove the instrument, and the chavetz of the shofar must be that instrument which you remove from the animal. So then the instrument, that the instrument has to be the instrument which is removed, which is you take off of the animal. The way you, I think he says it, the way you remove it from the animal, that's the instrument. It's a din in the, it's not a din that it has to look like a horn, but it's a din in the instrument. The instrument has to be the instrument, to be exactly the instrument which is taken off the head of the animal. So if I change it on the outside, it's a different instrument. But Rashi's learning, it's not a din in the instrument. It's a din in the structure of the thing, that it must look, it must be a replica of the horn, of the animal horn, of the antler, of the animal horn. So if that's the case, there's no idea of inside and outside. Just to top off, I want to think about this some more. Okay, I mean, I'm not saying what I just said quickly is a complete svara, which I'm fully satisfied with. I think there's a subtle point there. This is abstract about that other point about, you know, within the shofar side, that it doesn't have an inside or the outside. I mean, I think I want to get that part clear. And I hear you to your question also, like, why is it pshita? I'm explaining the halacha, why they're both possible, but, like, why it's pasha, like, it's worse. I'd like to, you know, but that's, like, it's a different type of question, you know, why is it more pasha? You know, the halacha, I'm explaining. But I think we need more work. The whole thing needs work, but I think there's a subtle point that has to be clear. It's not appealing to a certain sense about the inside-outside thing, but I think it has to be looked at. So I guess we'll try to do that, try to finish it up next time, and then I think Rashi, to get back to Rashi. Okay? Okay.